All right, everyone, hello, and welcome to From Heartache to Joy. I am Gretchen Pritz, and I am your host today, which I'm absolutely thrilled about, and here with the lovely Virginia Rounds Griffiths. Hello, Virginia. Welcome.
Thank you, Gretchen, for being mine host today. And we're going to be missing her, no doubt, because you know she's always here. But as you're in the seat today, and I'm really thrilled. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Awesome, and I'm thrilled too because it's such an important topic that we're talking about. We're talking about digestive health restored, regenerate, and reboot your digestive system. So I'm really excited to dive into this topic because, really, Virginia, we all know that digestion is important, like in our bodies, right? Breaking down our food, you know, giving us energy, all those kind of things. But it's so much more than that.
Well, you know, when it really comes down to it, is that you are what you eat, right? And this is the thing that we don't realize, is that whatever we're putting into our mouth, it goes into the digestive system, and whether it's of benefit to you or not of benefit to you, that will soon start to tell you, especially if it's not of benefit. So when you start to have amazing causes of discomfort, which is exactly what digestive system will throw up at us, right? Because if we're not doing the right thing by our body, we'll start feeling and taking on all of these really, really non-beneficial energies. We start chronic disease can come from having an unbalanced and unhealthy digestive system, abdominal pain, just so many, many things that are going on there. And then the problem is that the doctors don't know enough for them to be able to say, look, it's this particular thing that's a problem, because basically it comes down to our diet, yes? And as a consequence, all the things that can happen within the digestive system, if it's not in balance, will be thrown up today, which is what I love, because number one, we start digestion starts in the mouth. That's it. Everything we put in comes in one end and goes down through the other. All right, and as it does this little journey through our bodies, like this river goes, you know, it's flowing from side to side, down, and all sorts of things. So it's what we put into our mouths that make a difference for how healthy our immune system is, basically, because this has a huge impact on our immune system. If you're not well, if your digestive system is playing up, it's going to take its toll on your immune system, because it then wreaks havoc with the rest of all the parts of your body that will make up the whole. But nothing stands alone. And that's something that I've really, really come to know, Gretchen, with all the work that I've done. There's no particular thing that stands alone, and you can say, oh, that's your liver that is the issue. No, it's not like that at all. It's a whole combination of things, from the time you put food in your mouth to the time you eject it from the, you know, from the nether regions. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, it makes absolutely perfect sense. And I'm really kind of diving into this topic myself, for myself, as well as for my dog. I've really just kind of tapped into, like, what I'm putting into his body as well. And it's like a whole new world has opened up for me as I've researched this more. And, you know, just this week, just adding, like, whole real food on his dog food, I've noticed a huge difference in his digestive health. So it's really just, it's a fascinating topic, and how it really plays into all of our lives.
Yes, absolutely. Question, because the dogs don't know what they're eating, do they? They're not analyzing it in their heads. They are. They're not analyzing, saying,
well,
if I eat this
too.
Thing, I'm going to... And the same thing should go for us, right? But we've got minds to think with, and we should say, well, that food is good for me, but that food may not be good because it's deep fried or whatever. And so, you know, we should make the adjustment as we go along. But I think our consciousness is not there. We're not focusing on, we're kind of more or less doing this automatically. It's just this automatic reaction that we have, especially when we get hungry. You know, when you really get hungry, you just want to put anything in your mouth to stop the hunger happening. And this is why it really, and I understand today in this day and age, we've got so much going on, you know, that's distracting us from looking and planning our foods properly and our meals so that it's nutritious. But you know, common sense tells you just do certain things like soda, get rid of sodas, you know, don't eat deep fried foods, try and eliminate the gluten, all of that type of stuff. That, you know, that's common sense. And eat more veg and fruit, all right? And we hear this all the time, of course. But now, okay, saying that, Gretchen, we understand that a healthy diet of fruit and veg is probably better than what we were just talking about with like deep fried foods and Cokes and the likes of sodas and the likes of that. But at the same time, say here, for instance, we all know that a banana is supposed to be a health food, right? And we're told to eat bananas to your heart's content, or eat apples and any kind of fruit, berries and the likes of that. But in actual fact, each person is so uniquely different that that banana may not like for you, let's take you and me, you may be able to tolerate a banana, but I don't, because it's not gelling, yeah, not gelling with my particular individual system. And that's why it's really helpful I find a lot of times I'll just go through and I'll say to somebody, your body is adverse to dairy, your body is adverse to gluten, your body is adverse to white flours, anything like that. And almost inevitably, they'll say yes. They already know consciously, but then it's like the let's bury my head in the sand kind of thing. You know, I know that that's not good for me, but I'm going to eat it anyway. And, you know, I'm guilty of that. You're not on your own. That's being human, right?
Right.
But it's good if you can do it in moderation. So it basically the thing is moderation and all things. But of course, you know, when we love something like McDonald's or kefir, we just want to eat it. You know, and that's what our main focus is on. That it almost becomes like an addiction. Whereas if we're really conscious about what we're eating, then that will change the whole of your system around. Because what you put in your stomach, into your mouth, goes down into the gut, and that's where everything is playing out. And how you how it agrees with you or doesn't agree with you is how you start to feel. And it can either set up chronic bowel disease or bowel syndromes, and or it can just be nice and ease and flow because it's your microbiota is totally balanced. Yeah, totally.
Makes perfect sense. I just want to just talk about you, Virginia, for a minute, because some people on the call might not know you. So I just want to officially introduce you to the call.
Virginia
works globally with thousands of clients as a medical intuitive and an energy alchemist based in the UK in conjunction with her spiritual heart team of various ascended masters and archangels, and, of course, through God, Source, Holy Spirit, and Mother Earth. As a medical intuitive, Virginia scans your body, tells you what she finds, and clears any negative imbalances that are detected to bring harmony, balance, and well-being back into your life. As an energy alchemist, Virginia clears and removes negative energies from your body and also clears houses, land, hospitals, schools, purifying water, and lots more of negative energy, including geopathic and technopathic stress, negative vortexes, portals, parallel lives, and other entries to the thin veils between dimensions. So officially welcome, Virginia, for this very important call.
Thank you so much, Gretchen. I appreciate it. We forgot to do that in the beginning, but that's okay. A lot of people do know me that on this platform, and I'm really, really thrilled because they've just been, it's like family for me, and I'm always thrilled to be on this call.
You feel that way about you as well. And I will announce, everyone, that Virginia just pulled the carpet under my feet, and she's changing things a little bit on today on what she's doing. So she's going to do lots of one-on-one scans. She really wants to work one-on-one. We talked about a meditation that she was going to do, and she did say that's a little lengthy, and she'd rather work one-on-one with our clients. And then there's also something else you're going to do for the group. Can you explain what you're going to do?
Yes, of course, because as we spoke about before, everything, digestion stops in the mouth. So a lot of times the digestive glands, the salivary glands, are blocked. It's really quite prevalent in a lot of people, I find this. And sometimes we have six of those glands. And seriously, some people have five of them closed. Okay? And they don't understand because they've got dry mouth. there's no saliva and they keep, their mouths are very dry. And that's one of the reasons, because their saliva glands aren't open. Now, if your saliva glands aren't open, it's not breaking down the food all the, right from the very beginning when you're chewing your food, which is so, so important, because already about a quarter of the work is already done before it even hits your stomach. The food gets into your stomach. So that's why it's really important for us to do this this little procedure. Now, the other thing too that I wanted to do was to clear the tongues of everybody. And I'm getting a feeling of really a lot of people's tongues are not, that you can hear my voice, your question. So we're going to clear the tongues for people so that they can swallow better, because it can stop the swallowing process. And a lot of people realize, they say, I can't swallow properly. I feel that there's a blockage there. And a lot of that is to do with the tongue. So that those are the two things that we'll do today. I think they're very practical things, and they'll help everyone. Yes.
Very cool. Yeah, very cool. So maybe since the tongue issue just came up for you and you could feel it, maybe if we do that before we kind of dive into the topic, I think that would be fun, so we can hear
absolutely.
How people experience that.
Okay. So do you want me to do the saliva and the tongue at the same time, or just do the tongue first?
You do whatever you want, Virginia.
Okay. Let's just do the procedures now, because I think that's important.
Okay.
I'm looking at everyone. What I do is I see you as a holograph. Everyone is a holograph. So there's only one skull up there with one face, one head, one mouth, one set of teeth, etc. But each and every one of you is joined to that because we're working in a quantum field. Ooh, can really feel that energy now starting to accumulate and together. And we're going to ask the spiritual hierarchy team, my team that overlooks all of this, as well as your own, to be there for to help with this clearing as we go forward today. So just clearing the two parotid glands at the top of it, which lies on the cheekbones just in front of your ears. Now, some of you may start to feel the saliva starting to run as we do this unblocking. Because if the saliva tube is blocked, thank you. So right then there was a shift and all the parotid glands have been opened. Now remember, this is not only for those that are alive, but also for those that will be listening to this on the recording. Now we're going down to the sublingual, which runs along the, underneath the, by the jaw. By the jaw bones. So just clearing that out now. Blocking it. There we are. And then we're going into the submandibular, which lies underneath the tongue. Just clearing your saliva glands now. Beautiful. So all the glands, the saliva glands are open now. Question, right? So if people are finding a change, noticing more saliva happening, please, by all means, either write in or call in or whatever it is that you're doing. It'd be lovely. Thank you for that, Gretchen. I'm going to leave this and we're going to go further on and we'll do the tongue after this. Okay, is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant.
All right.
So where do you want to go from there?
Well, it's funny because I felt, it was weird, like a space, like opening in my mouth. I already have a big mouth, but now it's really.
No, you don't. So you felt an expansion?
I felt an expansion, for sure, yes.
Beautiful. You know, the ultimate is for us to all feel expansion, because of what we go through in life. Is we're taking on stress all the time and pain and anguish and all kinds of things. And when that happens, we always, it's just an automatic reaction, we contract, all right? So we pull in because it's a method of protection. So we pull in. It doesn't matter whether it's your physicality, whether it's your mouth, whether it's your lungs, whatever it is, and whether it's your spine, that's a thing that we do. We just pull in for protection. We protect ourselves. So when we do this kind of work, what we've just done now is we've expanded that for you. So that's why you feel that expansion. Does that make sense, Lily?
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Interesting. Mm. Very interesting. Mm. Well, thank you for that.
No worries. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. So, Virginia, I'd love to talk about, because it's so prevalent today, and it seems much more prevalent than ever, which is like food allergies and intolerances. Like, it just seems, it seems like everywhere I turn, there's somebody I know with some kind of food allergy or intolerance. And how is that affecting our digestive system and our GI tract and all that good stuff?
Basically, when we are feeling all of these allergies, again, remember what we just spoke about the banana syndrome? Okay.
Yes.
So if somebody is allergic or, sorry, is adverse to gluten, guess what it's going to set up in their bio, in their tract, GI tract? It's going to set up a scenario where they're going to, it's not happy in there. There's no balance. Does that make sense? So if they've got an issue with gluten and you're eating gluten all the time, it's going to take its toll, right? So it's going to start upsetting the delicate balance of your microbiota. And this is what happens. So that's exactly what happens with the allergies and with any kind of food intolerances that we have. Because, you know, like, for instance, I used to love eating, what's the bell peppers, you know? To me, I used to eat them like an apple. It was just so lovely and refreshing and tasty. But then it wasn't until afterwards I started getting issues that I realized that my system is adverse to nightshades. Now, nightshades are tomatoes, aubergine, potatoes, bell peppers, and the likes of that. So, so it's a really, and a lot of people eat those things without realizing that it's setting up issues. So this is the trouble. We don't know what's going on in our microbiota, what's going on in our bodies that is intolerant to the foods that we're eating all the time. And that's why we get these issues. Make sense?
Interesting. Yeah, interesting.
Mm. That's my understanding. And, of course, once your microbiota is not happy, it's out of balance, it's going to set up all kinds of scenarios in there, you know, especially over abundance of bad bacteria, which is just going to take over and start inflammation and just spreading out through the digestive tract, mainly in the small and the large intestine. So a lot of people have got issues with Crohn's disease, IBS, chronic bowel syndrome, and diverticulitis. Now, and a lot of this too is brought on by stress. Okay, stress is a huge factor here, and we don't even know it. We're getting ourselves into such a stressful situation these days, but we don't. I'm having so many clients right now who don't even know they're stressed until I tweak their vagus nerve and bring them back down, and then they go, "Oh my goodness, I haven't felt like this for ages." You know, so again, stress sets up all that stuff that's going on in our microbiota, which is the gut. And because it's such a delicate balance in there,
So how does the chronic issues? So it causes inflammation. Like, what does it do? Like, what does, like, when you eat the food that's not right or the stress or whatever? Like, what does that do to the GI tract? What does it? How does it show up as chronic issues?
Well, it shows up as bloating, flatulence, abdominal pain, all of those things. And, you know, people, I had a client yesterday, she said, I only eat a small amount. She said, but I can feel this pressure inside my, you know, my abdomen. She said, and it feels so uncomfortable. So what we actually got down to in her particular case is she had a hernia. Okay, which was brought on by stress. Okay, this is what stress will do. It'll work its way in its way through our bodies in many different ways. It, as unique as we all are, as I spoke about before, and we all can eat the same foods, but all have the different reactions to their foods. So it is with stress. That's what stress does as well. It takes its toll on us in different ways. And the digestion system is always the one that will suffer in the end. Because if you remember, I talked about the vagus nerve earlier on. And the vagus nerve is called the rest and the digest nerve. So when it's at rest, your digestion gets a chance to heal properly and to work the way it does in a balanced manner. But when it's not, when it's jumping up and down in the background and we are stressed, then your digestive system is not going to be working the way that you want it to work. There's a big blockage there. That is why when a child gets anxious, they usually hold on to their tummy and they say, I've got a sore tummy. Almost
right.
Inevitably, you will know. If you're aware to this, mothers and grandmothers out there, I strongly suggest if you have a child or a grandchild that's got problems with their stomach, you need to look back beyond that to the emotional component that's making that child say that they've got a sore tummy. Okay? Because it's anxiety that will bring that on and will make you feel uncomfortable, and you don't know why. A lot of people eat very little, and they say, why am I still having these digestive issues? And inevitably, you can trace it back to emotions. Right?
Yeah, wow. It is really fascinating how everything is all connected, right? Like outside influences, inside influences, you know, all of it is just really so connected.
Absolutely. You know, just as I said before, you know, this is going on in the tummy, but it's coming from the vagus nerve, which is up the back of the back of the skull, right?
Right.
And
right.
It's causing anxiety and it's causing stress. And yet we're feeling the effects of it in the digestive system. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, very fascinating. You know, Virginia, sometimes I hear of our gut as like our second brain, right? Like, so how is that connected with the having a healthy microbiome? You know, how does that affect having a healthy brain? How's that all connected?
Okay, so what happens is, guess what we just talked about? We just talked about the vagus nerve, you know? So the vagus nerve works as a bi-directional tube. So what comes from the vagus nerve, now, taking into consideration, the vagus nerve comes into the throat, from around the back of the skull, it comes down into the throat, it goes down into your lungs, into your heart. Then it travels all the way down to the digestive system and goes into the kidneys and then into the spleen. But remember, it's going down into the digestive system. So guess what? If your microbiota is not happy, if the microbiome within your gut system is not working properly, it's taking then all of that negative stuff that is picking up in there back up to the brain. Hence foggy brain. Hence brain issues.
It's
a two-way, it's a two-way track. So, because it's very aware of what's going on in the digestive system, but then it also takes back up what is not happy in the digestive system. That's a really sort of layman's terms, so to speak, this is why a lot of people have foggy brain. It's because their digestion tract is not happy, not balanced and happy at all. Isn't that fascinating?
It is very fascinating.
We are what we eat. Yeah. Here it comes back down to that again. And if your microbiome is not 100% balanced, then you're going to have those issues with other parts of the things that are going on in your body, right? Your blood, your skin will break out. You get Mr. Psoriasis could be the problem. And here we are. We look at psoriasis. We think it's on the skin, and we don't know why we've got it. But guess what? It's coming from very possibly coming from the gut.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. So my youngest son had psoriasis very badly all through college. Started in high school. All through college, stress, of course, exacerbated it. And, you know, he's in college. So what does he do in college? He drinks a lot of beer and eats a lot of fast food. And I kept telling him, you need to change your diet. You need to change your diet. You'll feel better. It's like, I mean, 80% of his body covered in psoriasis, like bad, really, really bad.
Oh, my goodness. Poor boy.
And thank heavens he has a very high self-confidence. Like, whatever. you know, it is what it is. And, you know, he's been out of school now 6 months and it's almost gone because he's not living the college, you know, life anymore. And he's cooking and he's drinking beer maybe twice a week instead of every day, you know, like.
there's a classic case, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's I'm like, oh, so now you believe me?
Yeah. And take into consideration, too, the blood is a common denominator because it goes all around the body and it takes all the toxins around the body, right? The skin is the biggest organ in our body. So if the rest of that, if the digestive system can't cope with it very much with what's going on with the toxins and the imbalance, then it's going to come out in the skin.
Yeah, totally, totally. Yeah. Oh, so somebody else here said they felt an expansion too. Sorry, not to change subject, but
oh, no, that's beautiful. Well, thank you.
Yeah. So that's very
thank you
cool.
for the feedback.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome. So I would love to see this in action and as you work with people one on one. Is it okay to start those calls?
Yes, of course, and by all means, yeah. I just wanted to say a really, really interesting thing that I've just found on research. Do you know that they're now talking about digestive system could also be exacerbated by gravity? Okay, now we know what gravity means.
Did you say gravity?
Gravity, yes.
Okay,
now we know what gravity is, right? It means what goes up has to come down. Right? Everything falls. Now, what this particular doctor is talking about, he's researching this, and which is lovely, and it really makes sense to me, is the fact that because our bodies are, everything wants to go down. That's the way everyone wants to go down to the earth, right? Fall. That's what gravity is all about. So the spines, for some of us, we're not talking about everybody, because each person, as I said before, is uniquely different. Now, some people, their spines may be under pressure and starts to collapse. Other people, it's their diaphragm and their digestions, the organs in their digestive system starts to compress, right? So everything starts to come down. And instead of expanding, remember we talked about expanding and compression? Now we're talking about compression.
Yep.
So the theory is now is that instead of, as an add-on to all the other things that are going on in the digestive system, they think that gravity is also another part of this. So we kind of want it to contract. Everything wants to go down. And it puts pressure on all those organs inside our middle. Isn't that fascinating?
That is fascinating.
And I see that. Like, I see... When I'm working with my clients, I pull their spines up. So they can feel their spines being elongated, and then also the rib cages. When I open up their rib cages, they can feel themselves standing up straighter. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That makes sense, but never thought about it.
No, isn't that amazing? I was gobsmacked when I saw that. Yeah. So gravity makes sense because everything starts to fall, right? It goes down. And then, it's compressing on all the organs in your body.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense. Huh. All right. Well, can you explain how you're going to work one-on-one with people?
Yeah, certainly. So let's have a look at, I'm going to tell them what percentage their digestive system is at. When I talk about a percentage, it means it's only, so if I say 70%, it means it's only 70% healthy. That means that 30% needs addressing. Okay?
Yep.
And then I'll do some just quick work with them to try to heal what is going on in there, that to readdress their particular issue. Yeah.
Perfect. So if you want to raise your hand by pressing *2, we'll start working with callers. So we're going to start with number one. Your first three digits are 623. 623, you've been waiting a while and you are unmuted.
Hello?
Hello, hi. Welcome.
Hi, Virginia, it's Veronica.
Oh, hello, Veronica, how are you? Goodness, it's been a while since I heard from you. Yeah.
Yes, nice. It's been a while, but I've been having issues like with my gut. I don't know, like, it's like a yeast overgrowth. I don't know what's going on with it. Can you take a look at it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Let's have a look. So, I'm getting it at 70%. It's 70% healthy. And it's really, your digestive system is really struggling to, are you eating, because remember, sorry, are you eating gluten at all, Veronica?
Yes, I am.
Aren't you adverse to gluten?
I'm allergic, you said?
Adverse, you mean your body doesn't like too much gluten?
Oh, okay. I didn't know that, Virginia.
Yeah, so your body doesn't like too much gluten, is what I'm getting here. And let's have a look at the issue adverse to dairy. I'm also getting adverse to dairy, Veronica. Does that make sense to you, Duffy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when I eat it, it's just like it doesn't go well. It doesn't go with my stomach.
Yeah, so most people, this is how when your body's adverse to something, it means that it's not, it will have discomfort, right? It'll be uncomfortable. So what I'm doing right now is I'm just going through your digestive system right now, and I'm just doing some healing as I go through. That's better. That was a big change then. I don't know whether you could feel that shift at all. But there was a big change right then when we just did that. And you can hear my voice is settled down. And let's see. I'm going to happily tell you that they tell me you're now, your digestive system is now at 90%. Okay?
I felt something in my stomach when you were working, Virginia.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, so they now tell me that your digestive system is at 90%, but they're telling me to tell you, you really need to watch what you're putting in your mouth, lovely, okay?
Okay.
It's the
diet
that's...
Did you see a lot of yeast, Virginia?
I'm not thinking of yeast overgrowth, candida.
Okay.
I'm not picking that up. I'm picking up that your body doesn't like the gluten. As a consequence, it is going into like a hyper state of trying to protect, and therefore that's where the imbalance is happening. So try getting rid of the gluten as much as you possibly can, because it's not happy for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Virginia. Thank you. I can feel it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for all
that.
I can feel something good in my stomach. Thank you so much.
We like that.
I can feel the good energy, Virginia. I'm just like, oh, my stomach feels good.
Yeah, no, it's really, really quite quick to how this happens, because remember, 80% of your immune system too is in your gut, comes from your gut. So when your gut is better, that means your immune system will be stronger, okay?
Yay, thank you. Love you,
right,
Virginia.
Lovely.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So she brought up two things that I would like to expand on. One is... with these intolerances, so like if you're intolerant to gluten or cheese or whatever, does that ever go away, or is that just how your body's made and that's how you that's how you have to live?
No. What, like when we talk about being adverse, so remember we talked earlier on about everything in moderation. Yes?
Yeah.
And if we tend to if we look after our health, as in her case, not to eat gluten every day, because guess what we do? We eat gluten every day, don't we? In all forms.
Yes.
Whether it's bread, whether it's potatoes, whether it's rice, whether it's whatever. So if we cut right back on that gluten component and we just do it like once a week or once a month, then that will help to bring your body back to balance, because it's all about balance. The body only ever wants to become balanced. That's all it ever does, right? And it's us being mindful of that. And like in her case, when we just talked about the gluten and the dairy, now if it's dairy, again, you know, go to things that are dairy-free. Like it might be goat's milk or sheep's milk or oats or whatever it is that you're, you know, if you wanted to do milk. For myself, I don't do milk, right? It's not that I'm allergic to it, but I just know that too much milk is not good for you.
Yep.
So I don't do milk. Yeah. And every now and then I might have cream because you can have it on your dessert or something like that.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. So in other words, whatever your body is adverse to, stay away from it as much as you can. And your body will come right. It will come right. Yeah, it's not the end of the world. No, no.
Yeah. Okay, good. And the other thing is, you know, I monitor these calls a lot with Iram, and I look at the questions that come in. And I've been seeing a huge increase in people talking about yeast overgrowth and having issues with that. So can you talk about that for a minute?
Yes, of course, because, you know, we talk about yeast overgrowth. And that comes from candida, right? Candida is a necessary component of our bodies. It has to be there because it helps in the end of our life to help to break down the body itself, okay? Now, when we have too much of that, then that's, again, because of the diet that we're eating, then it's going to take its toll in, again, the same thing, the discomfort in the digestion, you know, all kinds of issues with, again, bloating and imbalances of it that's happening in the body. So it's really interesting because I'm having a lot of success with bacteria, with viruses, because, you know, you can get virus in the gut as well as virus in the body, and also mold, because mold is another thing that will affect the mold will also affect the body. So I've got a lot of wonderful stories about mold. And the other thing, of course, is metals and parasites, because these are the five pathogens that the body's fighting off all the time. So then the candida, which is towards the yeast. And of course, the other thing is, well, don't drink beer if you've got a yeast overgrowth, right?
Yep. Yep.
What's in beer? Yeah. So, and it goes and becomes a leaky gut. Because what happens is the digestion, the colon itself, it'll split in certain areas, and then the food, instead of going down through the tract, actually starts to infiltrate into the cells of the body, and so this is where all things start to go wrong, whether it's, you know, from yeast overdose, whether it's from all the other things that we're talking about, the microbiota being out of balance, etc. So that's why we always say that everything is working together. Nothing stands alone. If we are conscious of what we are eating, then we can take control. We can take control. The body doesn't control. We do it because we're feeding the body. Yes.
Right.
And so a lot of this yeast overgrowth, that's basically, again, it comes from stress. It comes from viruses. It comes from outside of you. Now, don't forget also that, as I said, the beer, that'll introduce yeast. Not only beer, as yeast, lots of other foods also have yeast that we are ingesting. Yeah. And again, if we happen to be susceptible or immune to yeast, again, the same sort of thing. So I'm just going to check on Veronica's, see if she's adverse to yeast. No, she's not. It doesn't say no. She's not adverse to no. So that's why I didn't pick up the yeast in her. A lot of times we think we diagnose, self-diagnose, okay? Well, we think that we have, but
of course, right?
Unless it, yeah. So not necessarily. It's not necessarily yeast. It's lots of other things. You know, 95% of our neurotransmitters are made in the gut. Now, that's from the brain.
Oh,
wow. Remember when you talked to me and you asked me about the foggy brain thing? Yeah, because 95% of the neurotransmitters are made in the gut and they're used in the brain. Okay?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
And also, building blocks of our hormones are also created in the gut. That's why I say nothing stands alone.
Yeah,
and what we put into our gut and the state and the happiness of our, or the balance of our, on our gut is what makes our immune system as strong as possible we can. Okay, that's what makes us healthy and our immune system strong.
Yeah, very good. Nice. Thank you for answering those questions for me. All right, our next caller. It looks like you are an international caller. The first three digits are 467. 467, you are unmuted.
Yeah. Hi, Virginia and Gretchen.
Hello.
Hi, Janet here. I would just like to have a scan. Would you please do that for me? Because I have lot of problems.
Okay. You've got a lot of stress, Janet. Is that right?
Yeah.
Remember when I was talking about it earlier, about the vagus nerve. All right? So when stress is about, then the vagus nerve is the thing that's going to throw your digestion out. But let's just have a look at your digestive system right now.
My mother has been really sick. So that has been stressing me quite a lot lately because she used to be very strong and healthy. And now all of a sudden, I think she gets, so I had a lot of stress lately.
No wonder, lovely, because your digestive system is at 70% again, like Veronica's again. So I'm just going to, a lot of your stuff is from stress, lovely, okay? So I'm just going to come down through your digestive system as I'm working and just clearing it out now.
Thank you.
Just see how you feel, lovely, okay, when I finish. There we go.
Yeah, I feel something calming.
Did you feel that?
Yeah. That feeling is calming. Do I also have gluten intolerance or mold or parasites?
Let's have a look. I'm getting yes on the gluten intolerance.
Gluten, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, not mold.
No, hang on, darling. I'm getting nightshades. That's what we were speaking about before, which is the tomatoes, potatoes, peppers. Yeah, okay. And potatoes, and aubergine. Yeah, so I'm getting you have an issue with nightshades. Yeah. Dairy, I'm not picking up dairy. Not picking up. Do you eat a lot of tomatoes and stuff?
I love tomatoes, bananas. And I just love them.
That's always the way. It usually is the thing we can't eat. So, just wean yourself off those things a bit. Just take yourself off of that for a while. And then just introduce it like once every 2 weeks or something, once a month. And see how
kefir? I don't drink milk, but kefir is okay. Oh, thanks God.
Yes.
It's something.
Kefir is fine. That's something that people should. I'm sorry, I didn't mention it. And thank you very much for bringing that up, because kefir is really, really good. It's fermented and it's very, very good for your gut. It's just like the yogurts.
But the bananas, is that okay? Bananas.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm getting yes. You're right. You're banana tolerant.
Oh, thanks God, I can eat something that I like.
Thank you, Janet. It's been a pleasure, darling.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bye bye. Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Oh, bless.
As we go through, and we're going to work with more people, but I have a question, like, how does this program, I think we need to talk about the program, because I have questions on, like, how does it help through all of this? Because, diet affects a lot, right, like, of our gut health. And so how does your program work with diet, or like, can you explain? I think let's go through the program as I'm trying to bring my question.
I understand.
I think it would be easier. I think you know what I mean. But if you guys want to, you can check out the program. You can, if you're on the webcast, you can click the button, the special offer button, or you can go to orderjoy2020.com/Virginia23. Again, orderjoy2020.com. www.mpmedia.org/Virginia23.
Right. Thank you. So basically, we've got about 11 MP3s there that are all connected into the things that we've just been speaking about. Teeth, so it starts with the mouth. So we do the, there's an MP3 to do with the mouth cavity, that's your gums, the deterioration of the any kind of tooth decay, that's also thrown in there, even though it's not exactly to do with digestion, but it is in its own way, because if your mouth isn't healthy, then the food's not going to be able to be healthy as it's going down in there. Your esophagus and stomach healing is also a part of that, the MP3s. Now, you know, you think about that, heartburn, acid reflux, nausea, you know, throat issues that we were just talking about before that we're going to be doing the tongue after we've finished this, please, question, if you don't mind. And there was also the peristalsis movement, which is the movement of the food down through your esophagus and also down through the whole of your gut area, because that's very important. If the food doesn't move through, it's going to get blocked, and that's going to cause issues as well. So that's also something that pertains to us, Gretchen, is if the motility or the movement or the peristalsis is not healthy, it's not working the way it's supposed to, if food gets stuck, it's starting to deteriorate or ferment in that place wherever it is. And so that's going to cause issues as well. So, you know, it's just such a fascinating process as we go through all of these different things that gets us to the situation where our digestive system is not working the way it's meant to. Breaking down a fatty liver, et cetera, that's something I've been working on as well, which is absolutely amazing. Our small and large intestines, which we clear and we balance, because, again, it can have a lot of abnormal cells in it, Gretchen, and those abnormal cells can cause issues in the stomach. Yesterday I had a client who, the flexure, now the flexure is where you go up the ascending colon, that's on the large intestine, and it goes around and underneath the ribcage, and that's called the flexure, where it goes around. And then on the other side, it goes up around the pancreas and the sphena, comes down and becomes the descending colon. So we cleared that. That's what I love about this one, especially if people can afford the one-on-ones. Seriously, we do some extraordinary work in the one-on-ones to clear all that. And a lot of people go, like a lot of my clients go from 70% healthy to 100% healthy, just like that, in that one session, which is wonderful. So we work on the stools, etc. Then we do a reset of the microbiome and releasing information. Information is a really big one, and we carry information in areas like we talked about. You asked me before about what all of the different issues that set up imbalance in the gut, and one of them is information. So what this MP3 deals with that as well. And antibiotics and medication damage. This is huge. And it also affects our intestines, especially the liver. It's a big process on the liver that it stops from working the way it should do. And the liver has a huge workload. It's like something like 200 different functions that the liver has to produce, it has to work through. And, you know, if any little issue happens in the liver that's clogging it up in some way, or some abnormality happens, then the liver is going to be unhappy, and it's going to stop all the filtering of the blood that goes through there, all sorts of issues with the liver. Now, we're talking about food intolerance and allergies. Of course, it sets up joint muscle pain, issues with your blood pressure, and anxiety, inflammation, again, migraines. So this all addresses those. If anyone's going through the page as I am now, they will see all of this there. And just remember something, that these MP3s, you can play them in the background. I always do them silent so that there's no talking on them, because one way or the other, it makes no difference. You can talk an MP3, but if you do them silently, it means that you can actually play it loud if ever you want to, and no one that's in the room with you will know what's going on. But at the same time, you can also play them quietly too, because the energy is all that matters. That's all that's in these, is the energy to help clear. Blood toxins and skin issues. Remember we talked about the blood, Gretchen. So again, this MP3 is for that. Here we go. We're talking about candida overgrowth and leaky gut, which is what Veronica brought up and what you were asking me about before. And look, it sets up all kinds of things, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, you know, just so many issues. Endometriosis from just the candida, the overgrowth of yeast. Then we're talking about the vagus and the enteric nervous system. So there's an MP3 for that to help to unblock those and bring them back into a balanced state. So there's a lot impacted into that, Gretchen, as you know. And then we're talking about four group calls, which we will have. One, the first one is about clearing emotions that affect our digestive system. The next one is about the parasites, the heavy metals, and the other pathogens, which we were speaking about before. Addressing SIBO, which is small intestinal bacterial overload. I helped a lady clear that the week before this last, and she'd been carrying that for years. And it just went, it's gone. So, yeah, those things are just, you know, as time goes on and the healing gets stronger and stronger, more is unfolding and more positive issues are coming forward. And I just love the fact that SIBO was cleared for her. And then the fourth one is all about Q&A and any individual questions that people want to ask me for. We have a bonus, which is an MP3 for chronic and small, large intestine diseases. And then we have the 90 days of remote healing, Gretchen, which of course is every Monday morning at 10 a.m. My heart team will put everyone underneath that. The energy, like it's like an umbrella is how I usually see it, of the remote healing. So, are you there, Gretchen?
Nice.
Have I stopped talking now?
You can stop talking.
And of course, the last session is about with me. I seriously, people, if you really want to get down to the basis of getting rid of whatever it is going on in your digestive system, I would do a one-on-one, okay? Simple as that. And I don't say that because of any other reason like that. I know that somebody said the other day, it's a miracle. And we know we don't do miracles, but it's not us that work it as well. Remember, it's the heart teams that do this, not me. I'm just the helper on the ground, okay? It's you, yeah. Your guys, your heal, and your body that wants to be healed, and this is how we do it. Yeah.
Virginia, I would like you just to talk a little bit more about the group calls, because I know that, you know, all healers do group calls a little bit different. Virginia was telling me a story about group calls she was just running, was that last week or the week before, and just
Sunday,
if you
yeah.
could just talk a little bit about
sure.
what happened in your group calls.
Absolutely. So basically, and even though I say it's a 45-minute one, it usually goes on for at least an hour, sometimes an hour and 15 minutes, because I work in the moment. When I see something that needs to be cleared, I do it then. It doesn't matter whether it's related to that call or it's not. And usually when I do those clearings, it's for the good of everyone on the call and all those that will be listening to the replay. So basically this last Sunday, we were supposed to be doing clearing of about EMF, but then we ended up by going into clearing, grounding, helping, making everybody get grounded and helping them get grounded, opening the Earth Star, opening up all their minor chakras, clearing their brains. So that was the other thing, because a lot of people had foggy brains. And so we went in and we just cleared out the brains. And if anyone's on this call that was with me at the group call, if you want to, you know, put your hand up or say how this impacted you, because there was nothing but really positive results from that call. And that was just to do with EMS, nothing to do with grounding or anything like that. But that's what happens in my calls, Gretchen, is that I want to make sure that people get the benefit more. I like to give more than is advertised here. And so I strongly recommend that if you want to buy the group calls, then please do so, because there's a lot of positive things that go on there. We have the first group call is about the emotions that affect your digestive system. Now, we all understand that the liver holds anger, holds envy. So does the gallbladder. Pancreas is, I'm not sweet enough. Okay, so, and then your digestive system itself, the large colon, also holds grief as well as the lungs. So there's grief in both the lungs and in the large intestines, huge emotions in the large intestines. And then, of course, your the stomach is about worry. And this is where anxiety, you know, kicks in, like we were talking about before, with the vagus nerve. So no surprises here. Let's face it, we all understand in this community, which is absolutely amazing, that which Ram has created for us, that emotions cause issues, physical issues in our bodies. So if we can get rid of those emotions, that's one layer that's gone out of the equation to allow your body to heal, to get back to what it needs to get back to go back into a balanced state. Remember, your body does the healing. All we do, all I'm doing, is facilitating that healing and helping it to happen. Thank you, my
dear. You're welcome. You're welcome. And I will attest, I've been on group calls with Virginia before. They are pretty powerful. Lots of stuff happens on those calls.
Very yeah, that's true.
Stuff.
There's a lot of power. Mm, that's true.
Yeah.
I forgot about
for
that.
Sure.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. So did you want to do the process with the tongue before we take our next call?
Oh, yes. Yes, please. Okay, so let's just do that now. So if everybody just closes their eyes and crosses their hands over their heart centers, and just all I want you to do is just close your eyes and feel, all right? Just focus on your tongues as I do this process. I usually divide the tongue into three. And remember, we're working with a hologram.
Sure.
So clearing everyone's energy is now in the hologram, which is to see a giant tongue. What a horrible thought. I'm sorry. So you see this tongue. And as we do, I'm dividing it into three. Oof, to the first third, we're just clearing that out. This is for all those that are on the call now live and those that will be listening to it in the replay. I'm working on the second third now. Because the first third is just cleared. Thank you. And now we're working on the third third, which is the bit that goes down into the throat and connects to the hyoid bone. This is always the hardest. Thank you. And I'm just working on the tonsils on either side of the tongue. These are different from the tonsils at the top of your, in the side, inside your mouth. And this is another set of tonsils that most people don't know about. Because inevitably, if you've got an issue with your tongue, then the tonsils are trying to help to fight off whatever that inflammation or any kind of infection that's going on there. Because that's what the tonsils do. It's their job to fight off the infection or anything that's going on. So right now, you can hear my voice come back to normal. First third is fine. Second third is clear. And the third third, as it goes down into your throat, is all clear, as are the tonsils around the back end of the tongue. That's lovely. So if anybody has any results with this, please, by all means, just write in or let us know. It would be great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, please let us know how you are feeling. For me, personally, I felt... the expansion, of course, but also like relaxation, like my whole jaw, like that whole area of my tongue, jaw area, just I could feel it just completely relax.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again,
cool.
That's an expansion. Anytime that we see, because if your tongue is swollen then there's obviously something going on there. A lot of people may feel that the tongue, you know, sort of shrinks, because that's what I usually get. And but now, because we've been working on that area, that expansion has happened too, because I'm just now in your jaw here now, Christian, and it's nice and expanded, okay?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's expanded, yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
And you haven't been feeling terribly well, so it's not surprising that this would be happening too, yeah?
Yeah, cool. Very cool. Well, thank you for that. If you guys can write in and let us know how you're doing after that, that would be awesome. All right. Our next caller in line, your first three digits are 514. 514. Hi.
Hi. Hello. Okay, I get a little nervous. So I get depressed really a lot. It's seasonal and anxiety, and part of it could be, is there like a sensitivity I have or something going on that contributes? But it can be anything, you know.
Yes. Yeah, you've got a lot of stress there, girl. Yeah.
Sorry, my hearing isn't so good, but so I won't catch everything you hear, but I'll play it back.
Yeah, that's okay. Your stress, I can feel a lot of stress.
Oh, stress, yeah.
On.
My mother had a stroke and then dementia now. So, like, when the language came back, then it became obvious that it affected her memory. So,
yeah,
there's a lot going on.
So, I'm just looking at your digestive system. Oh, la la. Because the more stressed you are, the more your digestive system becomes unbalanced. So, I'm looking at your digestive system now. Your digestive system is sitting at 60%, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really struggling here. I'm getting that you're adverse to gluten. Your body doesn't like gluten. Do you know that?
Oh, that's so helpful. My mother actually had a wheat allergy, not so much gluten, after her mother passed away, you know? So, okay, so.
You also are adverse to dairy.
Yeah, and I actually was off dairy for a long time, and now I'm not off it. Okay.
You're back on, yeah. I'm getting you adverse to flour as well.
Oh, wow.
To wheat. I'm getting you adverse to wheat. You see, now this is really typical. Because you don't know these things, Ollie, you're just going along and eating these foods. You're putting them into your digestive system, and it's working against you. Yeah, it's working against you. So you're not on your own. And is it any wonder that you're getting issues with your digestive system? And your digestive system is telling me it's 60%, right? Which is pretty low. So I want you to just feel. Close your eyes and feel. I'm just going to do some clearing of your digestive system for you right now.
Sorry, I just can't hear it that well. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Just go quiet. That's all. Just go quiet.
Okay.
And just feel.
Okay.
Phew. There we go. It was a big shift then. I don't know whether you... Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, thanks.
There was a big shift. And I don't know whether you could feel
it. I felt sadness come up, like a feeling of sadness.
Good.
It's like something's coming up, and then I try to push it down, but it's really good. Thank you.
Yeah, you need to release that sadness, okay? You can't keep that on.
And I feel a chill a little bit if I open the window. So maybe, you know, I don't know if it's what it is. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
So your digestive system is now feeling so, so much better. Let me just see how much it's come to. Wow. They're telling me your digestive system is now at 90%.
Oh, wow.
So it's gone from
60
to 90. Now, you see, what I've done is I've cleared it for you. I've helped to be the facilitator for you to clear it. Now, you need to do the rest of it. Stop eating the gluten if you can, you know, and do those things. No dairy, okay?
Okay, so for gluten, I really have to just cut it. But you were saying that if I cut it down, it will help. But what would your recommendation be?
Initially, I would say if I had a problem with gluten, I would stop eating it for 3 months.
Stop eating it for 3 months. Okay.
Yeah, and allow your body to come back into balance. And then just add it little by little, but try not to overload it like we usually do. Does that make sense, Bonnie?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. And it's so helpful because I have the depression. I thought my digestion was okay, but it's like, yeah, it's very,
you know,
very
that
helpful,
you realize,
like extremely.
Yeah, you realize that depression can come from a bad gut. You know,
yeah,
that
the microbiome too, right? Like,
yep, absolutely, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
So if you remember what I said, I would highly recommend that you buy package C if you can do that. All right, lovely?
Okay, I didn't hear that last part, but it's okay. I'll play it back. Yes, thank you.
You'll hear
it
back.
You don't
know
how helpful this is. This is a, thank you.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Thank you so much. Take care,
lovely.
Thank
you.
You
know.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful.
So I'm glad you addressed that, because I was going to ask if having an unhealthy gut can lead to depression.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it does. Because you think about it. Remember we talked about the highway between the gut and the brain and the neurotransmitters, et cetera? That's all coming into play here. You know, who would think that the neurotransmitters in your brain are being affected by your gut? You know, under normal circumstances, if we didn't know these things, we would never even think about that. And so this is why it sets up with depression, foggy brain, all that type of thing. Yeah.
And what else is fascinating, Virginia, so to me, correct me if I'm wrong, but to me it feels like the MP3s, the energy healing that you do, the MP3s, the group work, you know, the remote healing, the sessions, you know, whatever anybody chooses, you can heal it much faster. Like, it heals much faster than if you were doing diet alone, or, you know, and it hits all those areas. However, then once the healing's complete, it's up to you to continue the, you know, with the diet.
Yes.
And it's not like you can be like, okay, I'm healed, I can go straight back to whatever, you know.
No.
Gluten or whatever.
Gretchen, I think what would happen would be that people become more mindful. Right, and then because I would see diet working alongside the MP3s and the packages, being careful of what you're eating at the same time. So, in other words, too, when you come on, like if you come on a one-on-one, then you'll find out from me what is adverse your body doesn't like. So that means you can cut it out.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's another beauty of the one-on-ones, because we go much deeper than we are now today, as you know.
Makes perfect sense. Cool. Awesome. All right. So our next caller in line, your first three digits are 561. 561. You are unmuted.
Hi. This is Trudy.
Hello. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. This is my first time I can be on a call, and I'm very happy.
All right. Good to have you here, Trudy.
Thank you. I'm just having more and more issues with my digestion, and some of it I think started when I had to take medicine for my diabetes, and it really upsets my stomach, but nothing else is working for me. So I'm looking to you to see if you can tell me what's going on with my digestion and how I can help it.
Well, number one, I can see a lot of stress going on there. Does that make sense?
Very much so, yes.
Yeah. Now, you notice, Gretchen, that the common denominator here is stress for everybody, right?
Yes.
And, so that's the common denominator. So already you're like between a rock and a hard place. When you're stressed, your digestive system is suffering, okay? And then if I look at your system itself, it says oh, my goodness. Your digestive system is at 60%, girl. Okay.
That's pretty
low. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm just gonna have a look and see. I'm getting your reverse to gluten. Again.
Okay.
Gluten seems to be the common denominator. Now, my understanding, and this goes for anybody else that's listening to this as well. Do you eat sourdough bread?
Sometimes.
Mm. Try and use like just small bits of sourdough and see if that fits for your digestive, because it's fermented. They change the molecules in the dough. Okay.
Right. Right.
So that may be a better for everybody else that we're already on call as well. So maybe you can go to that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gluten free.
Ezekiel bread. Ezekiel bread. That's not
Ezekiel bread.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Okay, I'm getting Ezekiel bread. It's fine for your body. Okay. But remember the glutens and other things too, like the potatoes, et cetera, rice, that kind of thing.
Right. Okay.
Now, let's see, I'm getting dairy as well. Your body's averse to dairy, okay?
Okay. One of
I'm
my favorites.
Nightshades as well.
Nightshades.
You heard me talk about, tomatoes and stuff, So, now I'm just going to go through, just going to do it quick. Just
right.
Close
you
your
have
eyes.
That fabulous, right?
Yes, you do. Sorry. You do have fatty liver, So I'm just going to do some healing on your digestion.
Okay.
So just close your eyes and feel. Mm.
Okay.
There we go. There was a big shift then. I don't know whether you felt it or not. But the whole of your digestive system just came down to a more relaxed place, okay?
Right, okay.
And let's have a look at what it is now. I'm getting 90% again.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. Write in and let us know if it feels better for you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your being here.
Thank you.
I
appreciate your help. Thank you.
All the best.
You.
Bye now. It's,
awesome.
Yeah, the question, as I said before, it's the stress that's the common denominator and really sets up the digestion to be in a poor state.
Yeah. And we're more stressed out than ever before, huh?
Yeah. I mean, look what we've just come through. Goodness me.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And the worst part is nobody knows where we're going.
Well, and I think the other thing is like, we've been living in such a stressful state for so many years now that it's kind of the norm, right? Like, you don't even realize how much it's a part of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. I have that all the time. People don't even know they're stressed anymore.
Nope.
That's how
diabolical
it is. Mm.
Yeah. I do have a write-in here from Sally about the tongue, the process that you did. And she said her tongue expanded and now feels too big for her mouth. Will it return to normal size on its own?
Okay, I'm looking at Sally's tongue. I'm not picking that up at all. Let me just open that to have a look at her. I'm just looking at her jaws and stuff. That's expanded. And her throat. Her throat is really quite contracted. So I'm just going to open up her throat. And this can go be for everybody else as well. So it's opening up the throat. Sally, I've never had anyone have their tongue expand. Never. It's always been the opposite. So, so this is probably something that pertains to you. But let us know anyway if what I've just done has helped any. I can still feel a lot of contraction in her throat. That's better. So, first, third, second, third. Yep, I'm not picking it up at all. Yep, let us know, please, Sally. That'll be really great. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. All right. I'm going to take a couple of questions before we go on to another, if that's all right. Kathy is asking for a scan. She has a hernia near her gut and sometimes feels pressure after eating meals, usually on her left lower rib. And she's wondering if you could give her a scan.
Sure. I'm getting her
digestive system at 80%, and I'm just coming down through her esophagus and her stomach, etc. And just looking at her, there's a blockage. I can feel it where the what's that thing? The hernia is. And looking at her pancreas, spleen, the liver. Her small intestine has an issue. And her large is fine. Large intestine is fine. So I'm just going to run through that and see if I can. I haven't been able to, because I've never really given the hernias much attention. There's not that many people that have it. So I haven't really made that my focus. But I'm just going to run through it now and through the small intestine as well for her. Thank you. Let me know. Kathy, can you just let us know how that feels for her, please?
Awesome. All right.
I'm getting 100% back.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. That's,
yeah, Kathy, I mean, how you do it.
Yeah, please. That would be really good.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you.
All right. So Sally wrote back in. She said, thank you for Virginia. My tongue fit back into my mouth as soon as you started working on my throat. Tension there makes a lot of sense. I hadn't spotted it. Bless you.
Yeah.
Aw. Awesome, Sally.
Thank you, Sally.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Awesome. All right. Okay, so Christina just wrote in. She said, hi, wondering if you can scan me. Presently, I'm under the care of a nutritionist who has gotten me to buy raw milk products and fermenting these to help and cure my gut, please. Is that right for me?
Well, the first thing I pick up is the stress that she's under. Christina's got a lot of stress going on there. Excuse me. I'm just having a look at her digestive system. I get her digestive system at 70%. And she wants to know if the fermented, can you tell me that again, lovey?
Yeah, the fermented raw milk is right for her.
Okay, let's have a look. I'm getting a yes. Her nutritionist must be on, but must obviously knows what her body is needing. It's a yes for that one. It's interesting because I don't get that her body is adverse to dairy. I'm getting gluten. Her body's adverse to gluten. And I get wheat as well. So I hope that helps.
Awesome. Kathy wrote back in. She said, feeling better, feeling on the hernia. Thank you.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much, Kathy.
All right, let's take another live caller. Next caller in line, your first three digits are 908. 908, you're unmuted.
Hello. Oh, hello, thank you so much. This is wonderful. Hello, Gretchen. Hello, Virginia. I have been a listener for years. My digestive issues go back decades. I'm in my 60s now. When I was in my 30s, I was congratulated many, many times for being pregnant when I wasn't. I have detoxed over the years from many things, parasites, metals. I haven't eaten wheat gluten or dairy in decades. I have other food sensitivities that I stay away from, sort of isolated products or ingredients. I've experienced a lot of trauma, loss since being a child. So I know there is an emotional element to this. I've really done a lot of healing work, clearing work. I have a clean diet. I'm kind of at my wit's end because after decades of being very dedicated to healing on many levels, I'm getting ready for work now and I'm getting dressed and I'm like, what can hide this bloat? You know, so I'm still dealing with the bloating. There are issues, additionally of financial issues. So it could be stress related. I'm sure there's an element of stress, but my diet has been very restrictive. Like I said, so I'm not sure what the missing piece is after the decades of addressing issues on many levels. So if you could help there, I would be immensely grateful.
Well, I get that you've got a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you see, you think about this, all right? You've been doing a lot of good stuff for your body, but you're stressed. So the stress is negating the good things.
Okay.
Got it? It's fighting against it. I also get that you have, are you aware that you have a virus?
No, I do not know that.
You also have a mold. You've got mold in your body.
Oh.
Does that ring
okay.
a bell?
No. I'm sorry, it doesn't. Is it from environmental mold?
No. We don't have the time to go into, you know, like,
okay. The source.
I also get you've got metals. There's heavy metals still there, too.
Okay.
And parasites.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So there's a lot of things that are going on in your body that, for all the good stuff that you've done, these things are still there. And these are pathogens that are taking this toll on your immune system.
Yes.
Okay?
I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's a whole lot whammy of stuff going on here. So I would definitely, you know, do a one-on-one if you can, because there's more to this than meets the eye. As you say, you're fed up of all the good stuff that you've been trying to do, and it's like two steps forward and one step back each, or five steps back each time. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Would you be able to just quickly give me a reading as to like a number percentage that you've been doing for the other callers?
I did say 70%, I think. Mm.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, and you probably
that's
did.
Right. That's right.
All right.
That's
thank you. I will be in touch. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know that you're going to work, but I'm just doing some work on your digestive system anyway. So,
that's okay.
All means, just let us know how you do when you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you.
There was a big change then. Thank you very much, my dear. All the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
That's just fascinating because, you know, when she talked about everything that she's doing everything right.
Yes. Yeah.
But then there's still these hidden things that we have no idea what's going on. And obviously medical, at least Western med, you know, might not find the things that are going on, you know. So.
Yeah. So she's got, of the five pathogens, which are, you know, we're fighting, the immune system is fighting, she's got four of them. And they're not mild either.
Yeah. Interesting. Huh. All right. So let's take one more caller. Oh, Christina said, thank you, Virginia. Many blessings from the scan and healing you did for her.
Let's take
one more caller. Our next caller in line, your first three digits are 317. 317, you are unmuted.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, Regina. Hi, Gretchen. Thank you for taking the call. I have some pain that is kind of in the area of, like, my appendix. And, you know, I've been looked at for ovarian cysts, appendicitis, and nobody can tell me what the pain is, and I was wondering if you could get a feel for what it might be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I get you. There's a lot of stress going on in your life. Are you aware of that? Okay. So let's have a look at that. No, it's not your appendix. It's not your colon. Has anybody told you anything about your ovary?
Well, they've looked at it real recently and just said that it's small and not an issue.
Well, I'm getting an issue with your ovary.
Okay.
And your fallopian tube as well. On
okay.
the right side. I look at the left side and the ovary there is fine, and the fallopian tube on that side is fine. But on the right side, I get ovary and fallopian tube, and quite often sometimes what happens is the ovary can be stuck to the colon.
Oh, okay. And maybe it's like contraction.
Yeah, it can stick to the colon. And there, is this pain with you like all the time or just intermittent? What's going on?
It's been there for the past month, but it is intermittent.
Yeah. So they had a look at your ovary, is that right?
They did, yes. Mm-hmm.
And they said there was nothing wrong with it, is that right?
That's what they said, yeah.
Jesus creepers. Okay, let me just do some work on that right now. That's better. So your ovaries now settle down, and it's not as jumping up and down in the background as I like to talk about it. I'm just going to see if we can just separate the ovary from the colon. Just put your focus on that part of your body, please. Just let me know if you feel anything. Brilliant.
I can feel like something in there, like a jiggling.
You like the jiggling. Jiggling's about energy, right? So what they've just told me is that they've separated it out now. Okay?
Okay, well, thank you.
No, you're welcome, my love. You see, there you go. You don't know what you don't know until you ask. That's what I love about this. here you are thinking it's your digestive system, but I get your digestive system at 80%, which is not too bad. And there's probably the other things. So if I come down your esophagus and I go into your stomach, the stomach has got an issue. Are you aware of that?
I have acid reflux.
That's better. Down into your small intestines. Thank you. Did I hear your stomach and your intestines just work? Talk to me then.
Yep.
There you go, my dear. All the best. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nothing like instant feedback.
Well, this is what happens, you know, when we're working on that part, and then it'll come back and talk to you. Because it's obviously there's work going on in the background, but with the energy we've just been doing. And so, yeah, quite often, where people think it's a digestive issue, but it actually can be the ovaries that get stuck and onto the colon. If there's an issue like whatever's happened in there, who knows what. Maybe it's something to do with gravity, like we spoke about before.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. It's quite interesting how people's organs are out of alignment and, you know, not sitting where they should do. Yeah, it's really quite interesting. Gretchen, this has been such an amazing call. Thank you so much. And do we have anyone else that you wanted to bring in or at all?
No, I just want to thank you for giving your time to us. I think a lot of great things happened on this call. It was very interesting and eye-opening for me in particular with just how everything is just so connected and the issues that are showing up for people. And number one, like stress.
Seriously, stress is the worst of all. Because it is a common denominator, and it's the thing that throws us out of balance. And then, of course, remember, it's connected to their vagus nerve, stress, right? So when the vagus nerve is jumping up and down, stress is alive and well. And I often say that common sense and emotions don't fit in the same brain at the same time, and that's true.
Yeah.
When we know, after we've gone through and you've had a stressful incident, and afterwards you think, you say to yourself, I knew, why did I do that? I knew better. I knew I'd expect this. But because you're in an emotional state, emotions will always, always win out. Always. Yeah. That's why, we're emotional beings. And That's what we came to this earth to experience. We came to experience emotions. Because it's emotions and getting control of your emotions. Now, when I'm talking about emotions, I'm talking about stress. When we get control of our emotions, then we get control of our life, and then we help ourselves to complete our mission on this earth plane. Until that time, if we're still in an emotional flux and we're up and down and doing all kinds of things, we can't get our life into a place where we start to live our purpose. Does that make sense, lovely?
Yeah, for sure. Real quick, someone's asking what month of the group healings. They see the dates, but not the month. I don't think the month is in there. It's March, I'm assuming, right? March 5th?
Yes, it is March. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Whatever the dates are, that's March. All right, lovely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for the question, too. And honestly, you'll love you. Whoever's been on my group calls, they will love it because we just have so much fun. It's really great.
Yeah, and seriously, like, If you join this program and you're a lot of people just kind of wave the group calls off and then they'll listen to the replays. And you can join these group calls live, I highly encourage you to, because a lot happens during these calls with Virginia.
And a lot of power comes through that. It's very powerful from my heart team, from the spiritual hierarchy, from, you know, all the beings, and not only mine, but also whoever's on that call, their heart teams as well. Yeah. And so, and remember, when we do something for one, we do it for all. It's not just for one person. And everybody benefits. And the beautiful part of it is you realize that you're not the only one with this issue, that others have experienced the same thing. Yeah. So that's the beauty of this group call.
Yeah. And I always find that somebody brings up something that I kind of forgot about was an issue for me.
Yes.
I'm like, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, and then they'll ask a question that you thought, why didn't I think about that? But the question's been asked, which is great, because there's somebody else asking. Yeah. So, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, thank you, Virginia, so much for being here. This program is amazing, and I'm excited to hear the feedback from people as they jump in. This will be available through the weekend, so you have a couple days to decide if this is the right program for you or not. But personally, like, who doesn't need help with their digestive system these days, right?
True, so true, yeah. Well, as much as we are stressed, we need this kind of help. It's a simple thing. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. All right, Virginia, thank you so much. Thank you from Heartache to Joy Community. So happy to have you here and connect with you in this way. It's always a blast. I always enjoy these calls. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, community. Virginia. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Gretchen. Always the best, my dear. Thank you.
Awesome. All right, everyone, have a great day. Bye-bye. Bye, Virginia.